miles per hour touchdown in Troy on Sunday. No major injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says there were 3 tornadoes in Pike County on Sunday. And a death investigation is underway in Selma after a man's body was found behind an abandoned house. Police say the body was found in the 700 block of Lapsley Street. Police say the body was sent to forensics to determine the exact cause of death. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
O'Reilly. Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
People here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A devastating fire has swept through Notre Dame.
Smoke billowing from Notre Dame Cathedral could be seen across the city as the great spire of one of the world's most recognizable landmarks went up in flames.
Actress Lori Loughlin has pleaded not guilty to that college admission scandal. Last week, Loughlin and her husband were charged with an additional charge of conspiracy to commit money laundering on top of a mail fraud conspiracy charge.
Students say climbing the stairs of Fordham University's clock tower is a rite of passage. 22-year-old journalism major Sydney Monfries fell to her death.
The suspect in a string of arson fires at African-American churches has now been charged with hate crimes as well.
Thursday is when Congress and the public will get to see a redacted version of the Mueller report.
Alarming surge of the measles outbreak in this country. The CDC reporting 555 confirmed cases in 20 states.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. Who will help me bake bread, asked the little red hen. Oh, that'd be overtime for me, said the cow. I'd lose my welfare benefits, said the duck. I'm a dropout and never learned how, said the pig. Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, no, I can eat the 5 loaves myself. Excess profits, cried the cow. Capitalist leech, screamed the duck. I demand equal rights, yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, you must not be greedy. But I earned the bread, said the little red hen. Exactly, said the agent. That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle. And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, I am grateful, I am grateful. But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Actually, here's Joey Clark. Dan will be here in just a moment. He is running a little bit late and shouldn't be too long at all, but coming up on the Dan Moore Show. You can join in by giving us a call at 272-9228. But we've got a lot to talk about today. In particular, Fox News last night, Bret Baier and Martha McCallum hosted a town hall with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But it was a feisty town hall. It was an interesting town hall. It's a little bit of a preview. I have to say, Bernie had some pep in his step. Or, well, he was curmudgeonly, but with energy. I think the one thing you really can't criticize Bernie Sanders on is you're too old. Maybe your ideas are too old, but I think the man has plenty of energy and fight in him. And I suppose we will look into, I think, the things that I worry about Bernie Sanders, say the cost of given programs and things he proposes. I will say this for Bernie Sanders. He is who he is. In the same way that Donald Trump might say,
I am what I am.
Bernie Sanders is what he is. And he doesn't apologize for it. Though it is interesting that for the longest time, I am worried about the millionaires and the billionaires in this country. Now that he's a millionaire, he doesn't seem to be as worried about the millionaires. I mean, he said, I'd be happy to have my taxes raised. But he made the interesting argument of, if you two write a best-selling book, then you can also be a millionaire. Well, what about the guy that created the online retail platform that allows people, Bernie, to download your book within seconds? Or the people that created the very devices that online platform runs on, whether it be Apple or Microsoft or all sorts of other companies? What about the people that created all those things that make, you know, people that are best-selling authors, best-selling authors? It's not just the fact that you wrote the book, it's all the other means of distributing it and marketing it and getting it, again, into people's hands. Dare I say, if you create the whole, you take an online bookstore and then you recreate the very world of retail, and there are aspects of creative destruction. I'm talking about, of course, Amazon.com. The creative destruction has put stress on traditional mom-and-pop stores, but the reason Amazon has been so successful is because it works for people. So we'll be talking about the Bernie Sanders town hall and how it all went down last night. As I was just, Dan has just walked in. I was just telling him, Dan, that, you know, Donald Trump says, you know,
I am what I am.
And Bernie Sanders is what he is. I don't think you can knock the man for being completely disingenuous. Though there are some cracks in that facade where, for instance, people tried to compare Bernie to Ron Paul. But Ron Paul would never endorse one of the Republicans. He would not endorse McCain. He would not endorse Mitt Romney. Bernie did endorse Hillary Clinton, even though he tried to be independent. And it's interesting how he defended being a millionaire last night at that town hall. Well, if you write a best-selling book, you could be a millionaire, too. It's like, yeah, well, what about the guy that created the online platform that allows you to sell that best-selling book? Shouldn't he be allowed to be a billionaire?
It was a fascinating town hall last night to watch Bernie. All they need to do is take that what his answers and just run it in a gigantic loop, mm-hmm. and they can beat him on that. It's he's not going to be able to do well when other people are interrogating him versus just asking questions in a friendly audience. You're going to get some people in a crowd that his opponents are going to have their folks in there.
Right.
And they're not going to cheer like they did for this thing. Play the piece when the judge recuses him. I mean, the new judge appointed for the Cody Smith piece. Send it to you?
No, I only got two emails, so I'm not seeing this. The judge.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Is the new judge that just got appointed just recused himself. He stepped down.
How about
that? I know, that was quick.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to do today?
And this is the local case with
Cody Smith, the shooting.
James Gunn. Or not James Gunn, that's the Guardians of the Galaxy guy. But Gunn is the last name of the man who was shot. Okay, so yeah, they wanted to move it, and then that judge has now recused himself.
Yep. Also, we noticed a couple of things that kind of got picked up here. The a talking point. Listen to Andrea Mitchell talking about the timing of the Mueller release here.
And Shannon Petty piece there, the politics of all of this, the timing of all of this. We had thought that it could be as early as today, if not tomorrow. Now we're hearing it's going to be Thursday. Thursday is, it's towards the end of Holy Week. It's a day before Good Friday, obviously. A lot of people are on spring break. Congress is on recess. They're putting this this release as late as possible before Easter weekend, when they might get the least amount of attention.
There's a plot behind this. Doing it on Thursday, right, on Monday, Thursday, right before Good Friday, to get the least amount of coverage. Now, that was Andrea Mitchell doing it on her own. Listen in on the Andrew McCarthy talking about the Mueller report. Listen to Nadler.
Barr will hold a press conference Thursday afternoon to give his explanation just before, the day before Good Friday, Passover Seders, and Easter Sunday, maximally designed to hinder the ability of anybody else to, other than him, to communicate.
So there was Jerry Nadler now criticizing the timing of the release. Justice Department set to
So here you have Andrew Mitchell, independently from Jerry Nadler, member of Congress, saying basically the exact same thing.
What is this color-coded Mueller report going to, like, self-destruct within 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, well, who's responsible for getting the information out? Into the media?
Right.
Isn't it Andrea Mitchell?
And I have a feeling, Dan, we're going to be talking about it after Easter. I just have a feeling we might be.
Just kind of thinking that way, huh?
Yeah, you know.
But it amazes me that, I mean, that is obviously a solicited talking point that somebody sent out that's being picked up by Andrea Mitchell and Jerry Nadler. So it just shows you where Andrea Mitchell is coming from out of this whole thing. Basically was also mentioned on Morning Joe today, too. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's stay with Andrew McCarthy talking about it.
To hinder the ability of anybody else to, other than him, to communicate.
So there was Jerry Nadler now criticizing the timing of the release. Justice Department set to deliver a redacted version to Congress and the public on Thursday morning. Same time for that. Andy McCarthy, former assistant U.S. attorney. I thought Ken Starr's comment last night with Shannon was appropriate. He says we're about to enter a period of enormous frustration and acrimony. What about that comment from Jerry Nadler? Would any time be sufficient?
Yeah, Bill, that's exactly right. This is going to be, if Attorney General Barr released this at high noon on Christmas morning with, Washington desolate, this would be a big story. So, you know, I think this is just the kind of stuff they do to fill the air until Thursday comes around and we get to see what the report is. And
Andy,
it's going to be a big story whenever it's released.
What's Barr's team doing now? What have they been doing for the past 10 days? Do you have any insight into that?
I think what they're doing, Bill, is because the report is lengthy, we're told it's close to 400 pages, and they have to go through it line by line and evaluate it in terms of grand jury material, classified information, and Justice Department policies about what information you could put out, particularly about peripheral players. They really are going through this word by word because the Attorney General knows, even though all these demands are being made for disclosure, if he has one thing in there that shouldn't be in there, he'll be criticized for that.
It's spot on for Andrew McCarthy. Let's go to the phones, go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Absolutely.
I would just like to say it sounds like the journalists, or supposed journalists, don't want to work this weekend, which they don't work every weekend. It's all reruns. Make them go in there and go through this mess and try to figure out what's going on and put some news out. This is all a bunch of crap.
It really is. And here they've been dying for this, and they've been living for this whole thing. And so they're not going to go in and build a show and meet the press about it or face the nation. I mean, it's still going to do the show.
If they don't do their homework, they better not. They need to go in there Thursday afternoon and burn the midnight oil and read this crap and then go on the show on Sunday and say what they got. Or say, I don't got anything yet.
Well, they're not going to say that. What they're going to do is watch the similarity of the talking points on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC. They're all going to be looking at that report in the same way. Watch.
Well, I hate to say it, Dan. I quit watching all those channels right after the election. I used to watch them all, ABC, CBS, CNN, and then it was just nothing but beating up the president. And that's all it is. It's like we're in a world of nothing but the election all the time. You don't hear about volcanoes and earthquakes and tragedies. You hear 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there. The rest is about beating up the president.
Yeah, it's it really is a shame. Really is a shame. Tom, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Enjoy this beautiful day. I wish I was out in it. Matter of fact, let me check out the temperature. The stock market was really taking off this morning. One of the reasons I'm late.
Ah, yes, yes. Disney's doing well.
This new
Disney streaming service. I think the people betting on it working are making the right bet. They have a lot of content and a lot of new content they plan on bringing out.
Dow Jones is now only up 36 points. It was up in the 26,500 level. It was up about 165 points earlier, just say 10:30. And it is gorgeous outside.
If
anybody needs some pollen, just step outside. That's where it all is, boys and girls. News 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on Newstalk 93.1 WACV.
Sometimes I'm right.
972-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about y'all?
Very good.
Yeah. Just my regular routine, lunchtime, I listen to your show. Dude, I tell you, to turn me off, I think I said before, to turn me off away from the sports channel, your talk show's got to be good. So I just let that be known. That's what I've done now. I'm more interested in what you have to say and all you enjoy.
Well, thank you, Charlie. That's quite a compliment.
Yes, sir. Dan, I got a question, and it's about Hillary Clinton. Now that all this stuff about Trump looks like he's going to be okay. She went before Congress twice, didn't she, to testify?
Who, Donald Trump?
No, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary went before the Benghazi committee.
Right.
And that's, I can't think of any other time she went.
Okay. Well, either way, my question is now that we got this attorney general that something he might want to look into. They talk about Trump obstructing the justice. Why hasn't anyone gone after her about all this acid leaching email like she did?
Well, I think they.
I don't get that.
I think that they have a priority order they have to go through. First, they've got to get the IG report in. They got to do the FISA research and knock those two things out. And then the bad guy FBI agents. Once you get past that, then Hillary Clinton may be fair game then.
Okay. I don't know how all that FISA and all that stuff you're talking about. I don't even really know what all that is. I just don't want Trump to be in no kind of trouble. You know, the way they've dogged him out over the last 3 years or whatever, you know, it's unreal. And
I think Trump's going to come out of this thing smelling like a rose. I think the people that are going to be looking really bad are going to be all those Democrat members of Congress who talked about that Trump was insulting all of the FBI agents when we're going to find out that indeed there were some bad actors in the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Well, you know, Mueller said that there was no conclusion, but you know, he did say that there was something else about some questions about obstruction. But he didn't call out no names. I wonder if there's something there that they're going to be surprised when there is some obstruction of justice, but it wasn't by Trump. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't actually say, you know, there's something there. Maybe there's something there that nobody knows that everybody should find out.
Yeah, there may be something in there. There's a referral that Mueller's going to make about the FISA application and how that was handled, and that may be a big bombshell on Thursday.
You got that right. All right, buddy. I just want to call in for a minute.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
You enjoy this beautiful day, my friend. Let me go to a break, come back, and give Rodney plenty of running room here. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are live on location right now at Acceptance Insurance on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. That's right. Until 1 o'clock today, our Sprinter van right on the road. You can see us straight from there. Very hard to miss us. We are collecting your donations for Paw It Forward. It's our 2019 pet drive, and we need to do everything we can to make sure the River Region Humane Societies have everything they need to take care of the animals that they care for. Now, it could be anything from bedding, it could be cleaning supplies, it could be dog food, cat food, anything that you think that the Humane Societies could use to help take care of their animals, that's what we need. So come by and see us. We would love to shake your hand, hug your neck, and thank you for supporting Paw It Forward. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock today. Of course, that is Acceptance Insurance, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Hopefully, we'll see you very, very soon.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super our secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it. It's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump has spoken to the French President Emmanuel Macron to express condolences about the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Fox's Greg Palcott's there.
The structural integrity of this place is being looked at. Because of the firefighters' effort, much was saved. After this inspection is done, we're told about 48 hours, there will be an intense investigation of the cause of this fire.
The main theory is the fire being related to construction work. Members of two House committees are demanding documents from Deutsche Bank. That's President Trump's longtime lender.
The subpoenas by congressional Democrats to collect information about the finances of President Trump and the Trump Organization were immediately condemned by the president's son, Eric, who in a statement said this subpoena is an unprecedented abuse of power. Meanwhile, the Trump Organization's lawyer said the company was weighing its options for potentially blocking Deutsche Bank from complying with the subpoena.
John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of more days of some pretty decent weather before the next storm system arrives. Today, sunshine and warmer with a high temperature up around 80. Just about a perfect day. Not as cool tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Partial sunshine. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by later on in the afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night. And some of the storms become severe with damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of tornadoes as well. Our weather app's going to come in very handy again. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange.
Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, how are you enjoying this gorgeous day?
I'm enjoying it, Dan, and I'm thanking God for this beautiful day for me to be here to enjoy it.
I tell you, it's absolutely spectacular today.
It is.
Except for the pollen, it's perfect.
Yeah, well, I'm just throwing a bunch of mids at that, so anyway. I want to talk to my fellow Americans today, Dan, and I want them to really, really, you know, I don't care who you are, where you come from, I don't care if you're white, I don't care if you're African-American, if you're Cuban, Spanish, Mexican, you know, whatever, we can't name them all, but all the American-loving cultural people out there. And we're going to take a real hard look at what's going on in our country. And really dig deep and see what are these people so angry about. And if the American people will do that, and they'll understand what these people are doing, then they will show up in droves for the presidential election and give Donald Trump the re-election of a president that he deserves and the respect that he deserves for what he's doing for every American. Not all these yellow-belly, want-to-claim-to-be-Americans that's running around and trying to claim their Americans and tear our country down. So I'm just saying today to everybody out there, please just look, learn, and make your own decisions. If it looks like a rose and it smells like a rose, it's probably a rose. Just remember that. These people are a joke, man. They really are. I'm sick of them. I don't even think that we have a Democratic Party anymore in this country. I think we have a Communist Party hiding behind a label of Democratic Party. And so, people, we have been lied and deceived, but now today, our great president and almighty God has brought these people forefront to us to see the truthness of them, and we should owe it to our God and to our president to make sure that we take these people down at all costs. And that's just that, Dan. And I know there's a lot of Democrats out there and a lot of Republicans out there and a lot of independents out there. Today, we are none of that. We have to be Americans. And we have a group of a bunch of yellow-belly, claim to be Americans that are not doing anything whatsoever to try to help this country and just lying to us every day. And it's up to us as the American people to put a stop to it.
Ronnie, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you, buddy. You have a safe trip home.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Good morning. Good afternoon. God bless America. Vive la France. I'm sick to death about this. Notre Dame is a great place. I don't know how totally destroyed yet, but doesn't look good on the news reports. And,
James, let me interrupt you. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Do you have us on speaker?
Let me shut this window. How about now?
Much better.
Okay. The only redeeming quality or redeeming fact about the destruction of the Notre Dame, I was in Spain several years ago, and they took a cathedral that was destroyed during the Revolution, and they rebuilt it. And they rebuilt it to the T. I mean, they did exactly like it looked before the Revolution. And what I got to do was in 1992, 93, I think, I got to walk into a cathedral that was theoretically rebuilt during the Revolution, but it looked like it did 500 years ago. So you got to see the cleanliness of it. You got to see it before the 500 years of smoke and mildew and so that's the only good thing about that. They're going to rebuild it, I'm sure, and I'm sure it'll look as good today as it did 500 how many ever years ago it was built. But anyway, it was something that was dear to me because I've always traveled around the world and I've tried to see things that man built before the modern era. And you know, this was something that was just, I'm sad to see it happened, and just wanted to express myself to my fellow human beings. And the only other thing I want to say about today's news is I pay attention to the news every day. I don't care if it's Easter or Christmas or whatever day it is. I still pay attention to the news, so I don't understand, and please explain this to me, why we're so concerned that this is going to be on Thursday afternoon, 3 days before Easter. Are we all going to turn off our television? Are we not going to pay attention to the news? Are we not going to pay attention to something as important as the Mueller report simply because of a holiday?
Well, what they're doing is kind of throwing that the specter of that out there, that the timing of this is so you would have a low audience. That's what they're saying. But the fact that Andrea Mitchell said that and Jerry Nadler said it means it's a talking point.
Right. They're trying to make us think that nobody's paying any attention, but I just don't believe it. I think people that are interested are going to pay attention. Those that are not interested, you could put it to them in a golden envelope and hand it to them, you know, and they still wouldn't pay any attention to it. But I guess sometimes you look for excuses, and I don't know. But another day, y'all are doing wonderful, and I appreciate y'all being there to keep us old illiterate Lowndes County folks informed. Oh, and by the way, we had a wonderful weekend, Calico Fort. 48th year. Had a nice crowd.
Thanks, James. Have a great day. Enjoy this pretty weather.
Thanks.
Let me go to Dave. Dave, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good show, guys.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, why don't they just hold the Mueller report till Monday and give it to them then? And then maybe they'll quit whining about it. And
Then they would say he's taking too long.
I know. But, you know, we all have to remember one thing. This was never supposed to happen. Hillary was supposed to be your president. No one was ever going to know anything about anything. And the Mueller report can't help but help President Trump. Because Loretta Lynch was supposed to get some kind of sweetheart job from Hillary. From the little conversation she had at the airport with Bill, and a whole bunch of things were never going to be known, and I mean that with the cameraman or the reporter just happened to be there to catch it, and her meeting talking about the grandkids, yeah right, but we just had to bear in mind no one was ever going to know about any of this.
And that's right. They thought that Hillary was going to be president.
Right. And it didn't work out for him.
True. Yep. Worked out very poorly for them.
That's right.
Thanks for the telephone call.
Have a good one.
You too. Enjoy this pretty day. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday, man. Although I do feel that new dose of pollen as soon as I stepped out the door this morning.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's painful.
Yeah. But this is such a wonderful spring. The trees are really green, green, green this year. So it's a really beautiful year. I'm sure you've been to Notre Dame, haven't you,
Dan? I have.
And I have, too. And it is hurtful to see that thing burning down. Anybody that hasn't been there just does not realize how fantastic a church this is. That's possibly the biggest and most fantastic church I've ever been in my life. And it's underwhelming to look at the pictures because nobody realizes how big it really is and how fantastic.
Yeah,
it
I tell people it's like looking at a picture of the Grand Canyon. It's very different looking at a picture and being at the Grand Canyon.
You're not kidding. You stand on the rim, you go, yeah, that's God's power right there. And Notre Dame has the same feeling to it. I can't fathom why it took 2 hours to get there because I've been to Paris, and why in the hell? I didn't take me 2 hours to get anywhere in Paris. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, well, the way those rascals drive, you can get around pretty fast, but you're taking your life in your own hands.
Well, this is true, but I mean, Paris has always been that way. So I still can't understand how. Well, it'll be interesting to hear why it took them so long to get there. And as many cigarettes as the French smoke, I'm surprised every damn building didn't burn down in France. Because the French love to smoke cigarettes a lot, don't they?
They do.
What do you think, can I change something real quick?
Sure.
What is this deal with them subpoenaing Deutsche Bank in relation to Donald Trump and his business?
You're talking about Congress?
I can hang up and listen.
You're talking about Congress?
Yes.
They're just fishing.
Okay. Does the Trump administration even have to hand over any of these documents, period.
Well, he's going to ask the question, what does it have to do with government and writing legislation?
Right.
Just doing what does that have to do with your job?
And on another subject, as well as the his tax returns, can they just refuse it and take it all the way to the Supreme Court?
I think they're going to take it to court and make the court decide on it. Because the question again is going to be, why do you want his tax returns? They said, well, we want to see what audits are like for presidents. Well, why don't you go back and get Obama's and everybody else's tax returns and have those released?
Yes, and how does this 1920s law play into this?
It's just because it's part of the law. It was written back during the Teapot Dome scandal.
Oh, okay. So that law is technically still in effect.
Yeah, during Teapot Dome, they put this law in so they could get into people's tax returns to see if there were any improprieties in there concerning bribes.
Wow. Very interesting. So that's
going to be... I can't believe I actually used the term Teapot Dome on my show. That's going back in time.
Sure is. Well, I'll be interested to see. I hope he finds it to the top. That's still it's outrageous to me. Nobody has a right to anybody else's tax returns unless they've been convicted of something.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think the public's going to say you're reaching too far in this.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, that's a no-brainer there. Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy this beautiful day.
You have a great day also, Red Top. News Talk 93.1. Bill, coming back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I used to stand in the street there when it was finally green, holding my heart in my hand, waiting for you to come home, praying for you to be all alone.
To
272-9228, that's where we are. Appreciate all the telephone calls. Nobody said that they want to get in on Sweet Clay Farm Market gift basket. I can't believe it.
I mean, it's up to them.
I guess they're lost, huh? Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I am great. It is a beautiful day out.
It really is.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
I know you were talking to Red Top just a minute ago about the subpoenas and stuff. Does that just a sitting president, or is that any government official?
It's anybody. It could be you, it could be me.
Well, let me ask you
Are you talking about the subpoenas, or are you talking about the tax returns?
Tax returns.
Yeah, it can be anybody, anyone. It could be you, it could be me, it could be anybody in this audience.
I saw the other day where Nancy Pelosi is worth, I think, $45 million.
Well, she and her husband are worth that. I've seen it in excess of $50 million, but it's because they bought real estate in San Francisco.
But what else do they do? I mean, do they have some kind of manufacturing company?
No, he was a developer, and they bought they built and owned an apartment building, a condo building in San Francisco that is worth about half of what their net worth is.
I think it'd be interesting to see where all that came from.
Absolutely.
And what about Maxine Waters? I saw where she was worth, I think, $28 million.
Yeah, she bumped it on up there when she got on the Banking and Finance Committee.
So I think that would be a little dangerous to start demanding to see Trump's tax returns, and basically, if you got his tax returns, you got his financials. You know where the money came from, who it came from, everything. So, you know, it seems to me some of those folks would be a little leery about making those demands. But,
well, know, no, I think they think they're bulletproof. As I said 2 weeks ago, what Richard Shelby should do is ask for Nancy Pelosi's tax returns.
Yeah, I agree totally, because I just don't think at $175,000 a year, having to live in Washington, D.C., you can accumulate that kind of wealth. I may be wrong, but, you know,
Washington, D.C. is a very expensive city to live in.
Yeah. And that's the reason I say that. I would assume that most of that income would be consumed by the living expenses in that area. So, you know, it looks like to me that they've got some very creative banking ability. If they can accumulate, you know, $28-29 million off of $175,000 a year. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Y'all have a nice night.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. Beautiful day today.
It is a gorgeous day.
I hate you guys up there in the attic.
Me too.
Hey, I was watching the PBS News Hour last night.
Mm-hmm.
And had this guy, Andrew Yang.
Yep.
What is his deal? I mean, where is he from? I missed that part of the program.
If I remember correctly, I think he's from California. He's a successful business person. He has a plan that every citizen would save $1,000 a month, and to pay for the things that they need that the government was supplying for them. For example, health insurance and things like that. And he's modeling it after Alaska, who uses oil revenues to pay each of their citizens money each year. But the problem is, if you pay, the government pays it, it's not coming from revenues from oil, it's coming from taxpayers.
Yeah. He also wanted to make opioids legal, he said last night.
Well, who was he on last night?
I don't know who the girl was that was doing the interview with him. I think it was on about 9 o'clock last night, I believe it was. And, you know, he wanted to make the legal voting age 16. And, a 16-year-old doesn't know what he or she wants to do. You know? When I was 16, I didn't care about politics. Did you?
Actually, I did, but I was an unusual individual.
Okay, I'll buy that. All right.
In a good way, right?
Sir?
So that was an unusual individual in a good way, right?
Yes, sir. I agree with that. You turned out good.
Well, I hope so. My mama, hopefully my mama would be proud.
Hey, you put me in Sweet Creek.
There you go. Give me a month and day.
6/12.
You got it, buddy. We're doing that.
All right, have
Friday.
A good day, sir.
Thanks. Let's go to Weezer. Weezer, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Tuesday.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm good. Looking out the window at the beautiful weather. I'm going to go sit outside in a little bit.
Oh, man, you're making us jealous.
Yeah, I'm going to grill some chicken.
Ah.
Yeah.
Making us real jealous,
yeah. Yeah. I just thought y'all would be interested in knowing that my net worth is $27.14.
Your net worth?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
$27, so. Nah, man, I'm just messing with you. But I do want to get into Sweet Creek.
Where'd you give me month and day of birth?
6/16.
Got it.
We got it, Weezer. You're in, girl.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Enjoy this pretty day. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I used to stand in the street.